And filling in for Evan this week is me, Tamara Cherry. I'll be in this chair today, tomorrow, and every Evan Solomon show day next week as well. Chris Arsenault at CBC is reporting today that one in four recent houses sold in the U.S. has been bought by institutional investors, a larger share than ever before. I played a bunch of clips from various American news stories in the last segment. And basically, they all tell the same story. There seem to be many people who are struggling to get into the housing market because they're being outbid by faceless investors who are being backed by billion-dollar hedge funds. And our next guest thinks that this is something that we should be paying attention to here in Canada. His name is Christopher Alexander. He's the president of RE/MAX Canada. Christopher, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks very much for having me.
So I just want to start out by asking, what do we know about how many single family homes in Canada are owned by investment firms?
Not a lot. there's really limited data right now. And there has been a lot of buzz since a few marquee investment firms like BlackRock made announcements earlier this year that they'd be entering the Canadian marketplace and buying homes en masse. But since that announcement, I haven't seen or heard of many transactions.
Would there usually be announcements to go along with this, or could this stuff be happening sort of below the surface and we wouldn't have any idea that it's going on?
That's possible, but you know, it's important to remember that investing in real estate has been almost a Canadian pastime, certainly over the last decade or so. And so you're also dealing with local and regular Canadian institutional investors as well. But I'm not as concerned as some people are with this emerging trend. I mean, a lot of the one in four homes in the U.S. were bought by iBuying companies, which are real estate platforms that allow for all cash offers sight unseen, and they're labeled as investors, but eventually those homes do hit the resale market, and you know, your everyday consumer has an opportunity to buy them.
But isn't that driving up home prices?
You know,
if that transaction didn't take place, wouldn't they be getting those houses at a lower price?
Not always. Usually when you buy sight unseen, as a seller, you have to be aware that you're not opening yourself up to a broader market. And so oftentimes they are, you know, sold at a lower price than what you would have got on a traditional, working with a traditional agent or broker. But overall, it's, you know, that's been happening in the U.S. for half a decade now. And the real challenge that we have on both sides of the border is a supply challenge. And even with the institutional investment firms buying properties, it's not at a pace that is alarming to me, because we just, especially in Canada, we don't have the means to really keep pace with the amount of demand we've been seeing for the last, you know, 15 years.
Something I'm trying to wrap my head around, and for anybody just joining us, we're speaking with Christopher Alexander, president of RE/MAX Canada, is a $1 billion hedge fund is going to get a much bigger return flipping a $10 million commercial property than, say, a $500,000 or even $1 million single family home. So why are they entering this space in the U.S. and now, you know, beginning to see it happening in Canada?
Because they see the forecasts of supply and demand, and in both countries we have supply challenges, and we don't have enough capacity to build enough homes to meet the demand. And you know, in the U.S., this really started during the Great Recession in 2008-09. A lot of big wealthy investment firms started buying properties en masse and then renting them out to single families, multi-families, and it just accelerated, and they just see a big gap in overall demand versus what the amount of supply that we can see. So they see returns, and that's why it's so appealing for them.
One message I'm seeing come up on our text board is talking about the fact that investor groups like REITs that manage housing are not transparent. For example, nobody knows how well they treat tenants or manage property, since all we can see are their advertisements listing how happy their customers or investors are. What would you say to that? Is this an area that should be under more scrutiny, that should have more transparency? I mean, we don't even have anywhere near the statistics that the Americans have in terms of how many single family homes are even owned by investment firms here.
I am a huge proponent and advocate for more transparency in real estate. I think there is a lot of information that would be very, very useful to the average consumer in Canada. And so I would support tremendously more transparency in that regard. But, you know, I think if you're a buyer or a renter and you're renting from a company that you know, don't have a lot of information on, go the extra mile on doing your research before you decide to lease a property. Talk to the local tenants, get their experience. But this is kind of a whole new world, and I just encourage people to do as much research as they can and more than you would normally do in normal circumstances.
The CBC story that I referenced at the beginning of this segment, the Canadian Real Estate Association declined to comment. So did Royal LePage, Century 21, and Keller Williams didn't respond to requests for interviews by the reporter. Why might the real estate sector not want to talk about this?
Well, because there's very limited data right now. And I think, we have a lot of strength in the United States. I mean, our brand's got, you know, a tremendous amount of realtors in the U.S. as well as Canada. And so we're familiar with working with these conglomerates more so than a Canadian company would be. So that might be why, but I really don't know. I'm speculating.
You mentioned BlackRock Investments earlier. Last year, real estate investment firm Core Development Group announced plans to spend $1 billion on single-family homes in mid-sized Canadian cities. This sparked a wave of outrage, particularly in the affordable housing advocacy community. How do you foresee potentially increasing news of this nature being met by Canadians?
Well, I think, you know, BlackRock is not the first American conglomerate or business that has looked at Canada and said, oh, gosh, that's an easy opportunity. We're different here. Our industry is different. Our consumers are different. Our culture is different. And so it wouldn't be the first time for a big company to make blanket statements like that. And so, you know, just for example, a lot of the institutional investment purchases in the U.S. are on a sub $500,000 sales price. That is, our average sale price nationally is about $700,000. So, I think they're going to have their work cut out for them more than they were expecting.
All right, Christopher Alexander, thank you so much for taking the time today. Christopher Alexander is the president of REMAX Canada. And of course, we're talking about a trend that is increasingly making the headlines south of the border, and that is hedge fund managers buying up hundreds, if not thousands, of properties, single family homes. And some people are upset because they feel that this is pricing them out of the market. Well, is this something that you are worried about here in Canada? I want to take your calls coming up after the break. Give us a call, 1-855-633-1010. Again, 1-855-633-1010. Or you can send me a text message, as many of you have already begun doing, at 71010. I want to know, do you support this or does this worry you? Do you think this will further strain supply and availability amidst our affordable housing crisis across the country? I'm Tamara Cherry, in for Evan Solomon. Give us a call, 1-855-633-1010. I'll take those calls after the break.